Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here's the host of The Pleasure Zone, sensual movement artist, relationship and sex alchemist, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. So today, kids, we are having a little chat about our happy hormones. And you know what? I think that we could all have a lot more happy hormones going on. I don't know. What do you think? So, I don't know. It's been a weird week. It's been a weird few years, let's face it. And I think debating, you know, do we want to stay in a slump for the next 4 years? Do we want to get out of the slump? Do we want to get into a new groove? Do we want to kick in some happy hormones? My thoughts are, yeehaw, yeah, we do. And since this is the pleasure zone, we are going to dive into how do we kick in the happy hormones and boost our immunity. That word, immunity, people. But, you know, if it comes out of my mouth as immunity, I will say immunity as if that is correct. We're going to be boosting our immunity. And some other fun, weird findings. I wouldn't call them facts. I would just say they're findings because facts can change all the time. You know, science is what it is. In essence, it's like if a new study comes out that disproves or proves something else, then science goes with that, right? So even though there are scientific studies done on things, I'm just going to call this sort of interesting information that's coming up. So the first thing to look at is how do we get out of the blues? Because they happen a lot. And why would I even care to talk about any of this? Like, hello, hello, you lady. Who are you? Why would you even care to talk about this? Well, my name is Milica Jelinic. And for over 10 years now, I have been the host of The Pleasure Zone. May there be another 10. And every week we dive into different topics, and I love looking at things from holistic health perspectives related to sex, as well as history, the mystery, the, you know, psychology, the sociology, all kinds of things, the archaeology. We've done some shows that included things that are archaeological fact-finding things too, yes, like burst dildos and such. So why do I do this? Why? Well, I do it because I've had a fascination for a very long time about human sexuality. And as a result, I've gone in and just consumed so much information about so many different things. Sometimes my brain just is like, oh, I got a file folder for that wacky little bit of information. Let me just, here you go. Here's my wacky bit of information. So within these like wild file folders of my brain also contain information about how we can use sex and pleasure to be able to boost our immunity, to be able to have better happy hormones running in our bodies. And why am I talking about it at this time of year? If you happen to be listening to this in the future or in the past, miraculously somehow you're a time traveler, I don't know. You will be listening to this show because I created it in November of 2024, and I am talking about it because we're heading into the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. And I don't know about you, but I got a lot of friends, and maybe even myself to some degree, who are affected by SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And what happens is they tend to get seasonal affective depression, I suppose. I think it was always called seasonal affective disorder, but names change. So what happens is there's a level of depression that happens as there's less sun, So, people who are living in places where like the super north, where you're getting like 23 and a half hours of darkness, coming soon. If you do have seasonal affective disorder, seasonal affective depression, then you would have be having a really hard time. And one of the solutions out there right now is to go and get yourself an ultraviolet light. And that's cool. That could be helpful. There are also a lot of other things that are going on too. So sometimes you do need to boost a lot of different vitamins because you're probably not getting them because the food that we're having would not be bringing those vitamins in at this time. So, if you're living in the far, far north, say in Canada, like if you're living in Yellowknife, or if you're in the US and you're living in Alaska, and you are, starting to get the feels of, whoa, the seasonal affective depression disorder is starting to kick in. Here we're getting all this darkness, and all I know is I got to get more sunlight. Well, I can't get it, so now I got to get false sunlight. So now I got to get my ultraviolet light, and sitting in front of that for 20 or 30 minutes a day sometimes can help. But also, what you're not getting is you're not getting the vitamin D that would naturally come from sunlight. You're not getting, and then you're not getting the whole process of how your body metabolizes that via the sunlight that can actually do a lot of great things for cleansing your body. As much as everybody's avoiding the sun, a few minutes of it here and there, it's actually really good for you. You heard it here. But you don't have to take my word for it. So, and it's not for everybody, not if you have skin cancer, you don't necessarily want exposure, or if you have a sun allergy. The rest of you'd be okay. So I talk about this because I find that people who come to me around this time of year, especially my regular clients, there'll be sort of discussions where I'll get like emails, and this sometimes happens yearly, and I'll say, hey, do you remember last year when this happened? Remember what I told you to do last year to get through this season? And they usually forget. And that's okay. That's what I'm here to do, is remind people. So we get on a regime. We get on a vitamin regime. We get on sometimes homeopathic regimes, sometimes do a variety of different things. Some people don't like taking homeopathic, so maybe they need to be doing something else. Maybe they need movement. Maybe they do need light therapy. Maybe they need touch. There's a lot of different things people need in order to start to feel happy and healthy and connected again, so that the depression starts to shift and the biochemical imbalances that might have created that start to get resolved. So, part of what I do in my practice is that I offer people solutions that are both ones that I do for them and then things they can do for themselves. And so today's episode is going to involve a lot of things you can do for you. We're going to look at the happy hormones. We're going to look at what you can do to build your immunity, because there's a lot of things you can do to build your immunity. And there are also a lot of things that we can do with sex to help build immunity. And some of these might be right out there and they might totally gross you out, and that's okay too. So just letting you know that happens. So let's start with what are the happy hormones? And so for some of you might be like, I've heard of these things called the happy hormones. So one easy way to remember them is they have an acronym, DOSE. So dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Or maybe you want to say ESOD instead, if it's more memorable for you, or I don't know. SOD does that also works, but dose works, a dose of happy hormones. So dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Great. Now we know what they are. How do we possibly get these things going in our bodies? You've probably heard the word dopamine. You've probably heard it in different ways. You've probably heard it in reference to like people doping. That is getting dopamine in the body. You've probably heard of Different way, like different terminology. You probably heard of all of these things, but not necessarily clued in that you can do things and eat different foods that are gonna increase your happy hormones. So one of the things we want to do is start with starting to eliminate a lot of the things that are inflammatory. And so that sounds very general, and that is very general because inflammatory for me might be different than inflammatory for you. So if you're lactose intolerant and you're eating dairy or anything that has lactose in it, which would generally be dairy, you are going to, I say that because some of you might not realize that as much as you think it's only dairy, there are sprays that go on vegetables. Like there are in the US particularly, I know that things like spinach that has the triple wash or that's been sprayed and like prepackaged, they actually spray lactose on that. So you think you're eating spinach, but what you're actually eating is spinach dosed with lactose. So people who are lactose intolerant need to be really, really diligent at looking at specific ingredients and even things like salt and vinegar chips, where you wouldn't think there's lactose in it. There is, because there's usually a type of lactose that's a binder in different flavors of chips and different flavored foods. So look for that hidden lactose where you wouldn't even assume that it would be, because it's do-do-do-do, sometimes not even announced. So yeah. So we want to make sure that we're off of the foods that are inflammatory. So for you, it will be individual, right? So how do you find out what's inflammatory? One of the things you can do is you can go to your naturopath, or if you don't have one, find one. I can give you recommends, especially in North America. I can give you recommends for naturopaths and also in the Caribbean as well as Mexico. If you need recommendations, just send me an email. Happy to send you along names that you can check out. So you can get tests through naturopaths to have blood work done that will give you an analysis of blood work and I think saliva, as well as sometimes stool testing, that will give you an analysis of what foods you have an intolerance to. So if you are eating foods that you're intolerant to, your body is going to start to get inflamed. If you're intolerant to somebody, let's just say if you had somebody in your house that you didn't really like and you didn't feel very tolerant towards them, after a little while they might aggravate you and they might inflame you. You might get angry. Similar with food is if you're taking in foods that you're intolerant to, after a while, it makes your body angry and it retaliates and it wants to fight. So then now your body's in fight or flight and it's trying to survive. And so it's important to know what foods you have intolerance to, because if you're having them all the time, your body's going to be in constant fight or flight, and sometimes to the point where it gets fully exhausted and overburdened. And at some point, it just says, forget it, I give up. And then it goes into frozen mode, and that causes other physiological issues and chronic conditions and things. So you want to make sure that you're not eating things that you're intolerant to. And the main intolerance things are citrus foods. Well, I just threw that one out. Do you even need that? So citrus is pretty up there for intolerance. So you might want to check that too. Lactose, gluten, as in celiac, which is gluten intolerance, but also lectin intolerance, which is a whole category that's different than gluten, but includes gluten in some degree. You might want to check and see if you are glyphosate intolerant, because there are a lot of times where people are thinking that they have food allergies all the time, but what they're actually intolerant to is the glyphosate that's sprayed on the foods. So once they start eating foods that don't have glyphosate on them, their body isn't as inflamed or agitated all the time. And You can see this when people travel to different countries where they don't spray their food with glyphosate, and they're like, oh, I thought I was gluten intolerant, but I can eat pasta in Italy. Why is that? There's no glyphosate. There are also not things like different pesticides that are sprayed on them or genetically modified things going on with the food. So those things can create intolerance in the body as well. So main intolerance, and there are quite a few people who also have animal protein intolerance as well. So if you know these things and you can avoid the things you're intolerant to, oh, actually, and there's also a whole other category of people who have intolerance to it's actually a growing awareness of people who have, it's called FOMAP or FOMAP diet, but the people who have an intolerance to things with a lot of sulfur in it, so like onions and garlic, they have a high intolerance to, and yeah, certain spices and other things. But yeah, I would definitely go get your citrus. If you can get it done categorically, that's cool. If they do a general one, even better. You want to do one that's going to have your blood work involved, and your saliva too is great, but your definitely your blood work. So you can get some pretty accurate readings on it. Oh my goodness, I just went on a little rant there. So we want to start with that. Get out the inflammatory stuff so that we can make sure that our bodies can have a fighting chance. Well, and then we'll move on because we want to get into those happy hormones, but first we got to make sure we're not inflaming things. So you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On The Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. You know, there's some research that was done in 2021 by Wilkes University in, I believe, Wilkes University is in Pennsylvania. And there was a study that, and bless them, I have no idea how they pulled this study off. But what they found in this small study, which I don't know what that means in terms of people, is that having sex three or more times a week helped people produce more antibody immunoglobulin A in their saliva, which actually helps the body to fight off viruses and bacteria. And they did this during 2021. I don't even know how they got away with this. Like, I'm not sure how they did this, but good for them. They did it, and now we have results. But what they found was that it was actually linked to a better ability to fight off the COVID-19 virus. Well, why weren't they promoting that more, kids? More sex is gonna help solve the problems. I like it. I think I will like to, you know, when my clients are saying, I think I just got, you know, I think I might have just got COVID. I'll say, go have some sex. That's what I'm gonna say. So now that we know the solution, why haven't we been doing this the whole time? Well, one of the reasons is because it was a small study. And also, in these small studies, and I'm fascinated by sex studies as it is, I don't know, like, did they monitor people having sex, like the way that, you know, some of the earlier sex studies did, like Masters and Johnson's monitoring people having sex? Did they do that? And then prior to sex and after sex, did they check their immunoglobulin A levels? Like, I don't know how or what they did, but yay, they figured out that it improves immunity. So I'm sure there's going to be more studies done on this. I hope so. And why I'm saying that sex studies are weird and funny is because you got to be a particularly odd duck that you're like, hey, I want somebody to monitor me in sex. And like, I'm probably one of the people who would show up to be monitored out of curiosity just to see what they're doing. But I wouldn't say that the majority of humanity is going to show up. So we don't really get like a cross section of the world. We get a bunch of kinky little weirdos who are okay with being observed and are like curious and want to contribute to science and sexual progress and studies on sexuality. Like, you got to be pretty niche and pretty odd to like want to be part of that. And I get that I would want to be part of that, but I also get that I'm a minority. Like, there's maybe 100 or 200,000 of us in the world out of like 8 billion. So I don't really know. Maybe there's more. I don't know. If you're one of the people who are like, yay, I'd be in a sex study, and you're listening on one of the channels that you can comment on, comment below and be like, yay, I'd be part of a sex study. Bam. You know what? For future reference, I can keep track of you guys if I ever do a study, if I ever get funding to do a study, I will know who to go to and I'll come to you guys for that. So we now have evidence, right, that our bodies can improve immunity through sex. Well, prior to that, we also knew that because sex can actually help reduce stress, help reduce anxiety, and improve sleep, if that's happening, we also know that when a body has good sleep and when a body has reduced stress and anxiety, then all of the nervous system, the polyvagal nervous system is calm, or the polyvagal response is calm, then the body can heal. When the body is in fight or flight, all it cares about is survival. When the body is in frozen, it doesn't respond very much, very, very low response. And then there are combinations like fawn and other combinations, but everything out of that's in response mode rather than just kind of like a calm mode, all of that is going to put your body into haywire to some degree. So you need to be able to be calm, be able to rest to heal. So if sex helps us have less stress and less anxiety and less depression too, so anxiety and depression are kind of on a different scale of each other. Depression is more where your body is in parasympathetic dominance, and anxiety is more where your body's in sympathetic dominance. So there's like a combination that happens. And then sometimes you get both that are happening a lot and your body's kind of jumbled back and forth. So if we can regulate that through those happy hormones, the dopamine, the oxytocin, the serotonin, and the endorphins, fantastic. So dopamine is released like during sex and right after. It's kind of like the feeling good. It's that feeling good sensation that we're all looking for from, you know, from getting it on. copulation, what do you guys want to call it? It's up to you. So we do have that happening. And then, so we definitely want the dopamine going on. It boosts our mood. It's going to help us feel good. You know, when people say like, well, I guess like when marijuana was like, people would call it dope. It's because it would kind of kick in the dopamine in your body and boost your mood and help you feel better. It didn't do that for me. I think it had like an opposite effect, but that's okay. Like everybody reacts differently to medicines. So if we know that it's going to help boost our mood, there, bonus. We've got dopamine on our side. One of the other ones, part of the happy hormones of the dose, is the O, oxytocin. And that one comes from hugging. And if you can hug somebody for about 30 to 35 seconds, you can actually trigger the oxytocin to kick in. So there are people like my mom who really don't like to be hugged. So, but she can get oxytocin from other sources too. So she can get it because her work also involves touching people, because she does body work and moves their bodies. Oxytocin can kick in from there as well. And also just for her, she doesn't need to actually physically touch people. She can be in close proximity and still get the oxytocin kick. So some people need the actual touch, and most people need actual touch there, but there are some interesting individuals in the world who are highly, highly sensitive, and they can sense like physical touch from quite far away. So it's a little different there. So oxytocin is released with hugging, long prolonged hugging, also with orgasm, and also through physical touch. So even better if you can receive touch from somebody else, but if you don't have that and you're not getting touch from somebody else, if you have a pet, pet your pet. If you don't, even if you're touching yourself, it is helpful. Again, getting the touch from somebody else is even better. It will help improve your mood. It's going to help your overall well-being. Like, you're just going to feel better. So then we have serotonin, which usually serotonin is one of the ones that we have to actually create by adding things to our body. So there are some different things that you can do to have that. So serotonin comes in, especially through eating. Different foods will help serotonin kick in. If you are interested in knowing more about that, I do have a 4-part series class called Happy Hormones Club. And I did it during COVID, actually. And I did it because I knew people really needed to switch the energy, switch the mood, switch the hormones. So in it, there are movements that you can do to kick in each different hormone, like different stretches, different movement, different things to do, like go hug a tree. Then there are other ones. So hugging a tree works too for the hug. So for oxytocin. So you've got that. Then I also have nutrition. I also have Gemma therapies, which are a kind of remedy that you can take along with vitamins. And a bit of just a rundown on what these hormones are and what they do, what their chemical composition is, what that looks like, what they do in your body. So if that's something you're interested in, that is a course that I did do. It will become an evergreen product on my website shortly. But if you are interested and you want to know more now, just message me and I will put you on the, hey, when this is available, I will get this out to you. So definitely connect with me and I will get a link to you so that you can get that course. It's available. I can just get it sent to you. We will figure that out. So, alrighty. So we've got serotonin. So serotonin is also like it's in the brain, but it's actually like it needs to be created by adding things so that the brain will create that. So it affects different things. It affects our sexual behavior. It affects our mood. And depending on the levels of serotonin we have, like if you have too much serotonin, you might not feel very horny because you'll feel already satisfied. If serotonin's like released, a lot of serotonin's released, say you're having sex and a lot of serotonin is released, sometimes men will feel completely satisfied because so much serotonin was released that they don't need any more. However, sometimes the serotonin levels are maybe not the same in their partner, so the partner requires more serotonin and might not feel fully satisfied. So it can, though, ideally, you're going to each feel really satisfied and have enough serotonin kicking around. And it is actually like a really, really good way to just get your body. So instead of having to take antidepressants or anything like that, you can change like as much as you can have like a healthy level. I don't know what that would be, like a balanced level of serotonin and then the kick-ins where you feel satisfied so that you're, satiated. When you're feeling satisfied and happy, then the need for antidepressants starts to go away. So what can you do to do that is, sex, number one, is on there, and different foods. And of course, getting rest, like that is such an important part of this. Okay, guys, I went over again. What is going on today? We are heading into that letter E for endorphins when we come back from this commercial break. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you who are just jumping in now and you're like, hey, she's talking on about happy hormones, yippee skippy, and you want to know more, or if you want to connect with me, you can always message me through my website, MilicaJelinic.com. There, for another short while, you're going to be able to, short while as in a few more weeks, you're going to be able to book a 30-minute free session with me. Yeah, I've been offering that for 10 years. So if you haven't gotten on that until now, I am pulling that offer off the table as of December 2024. Yeah, I've offered a lot of freebies for a very long time. So If you'd like to hop on that, though, hop on now while you still can. And you can find that through my website, milicielenich.com, MILICAJELENIC, as you can see there, myname.com. And you can get on that call with me. So, holy Hannah. So we've got our dose hormones. We've got the DOS happening. And now we're going to talk about the E, those endorphins. So endorphins are great. They definitely kick in during and after sex. And one of the things they do is they are painkillers, essentially. So, we want to have more sex because if you have pain in your body, sex can alleviate that. It's actually been, there have been studies to show how sex can alleviate things like chronic headaches and migraines. I know that that works. Like, I know a lot of people used to use the excuse of, not tonight, darling, I have a headache. And I actually did a show years ago called Yes, Tonight, Darling, I Have a Headache, just to talk about how sex can be used for pain relief, especially for headaches and for other pain. So you're kicking in endorphins, and that's going to send the message to your body that you feel good, and that's going to trickle out. So, maybe if you just had surgery and you've got stitches, that kind of pain, it might help that a little, but also use caution so that you're not busting, say, for example, your stitches open. We don't want to do that. So, yes, endorphins. They are a great and amazing hormone. Our brain chemicals are so cool. So endorphins also, they alleviate pain, but they also activate pleasure centers in the brain. And it's been observed through different studies as well. When they look at brain scans, they can see that different parts of the brain activate, the happy centers activate, and the endorphins start to flood those areas. So endorphins also can be also mood regulators as well. So all of these, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, they're all mood regulators, which is why they're all happy hormones. So all of those can definitely help with things like depression, anxiety, as well as reducing stress. And they can help you to feel more connected. So if you, again, are feeling calm if you're looking at the polyvagal response, if you're not in fight or flight and you're not in freeze or fawn or any of the combinations thereof, and you're actually calm, calm is where we connect, calm is where we heal. And if you are in fight or flight, you don't have the ability to connect as deeply. So if you're calm, you can connect deeply. If you're looking to have like the best sex of your life, you're not looking to have fight or flight sex. You're not looking for competition sex. You're not looking for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am sex. You're also not looking to be lethargic laying there and being like a lump on a log. So, connection is really helpful. And just calm, calm, cool, and collected and connected are really important to be able to have great sex, but also encourage great sex. So if you're feeling anxious, just take your time and connect with somebody first with the hug, get the oxytocin coming in. So your body starts to feel more trust and more safe and just feeling good. So, there's, when people talk about things like foreplay and core play, as one author calls it, it's really important to start with those basic things like hugs, because just look at, even when we're babies, we have to basically be hugged to get anywhere. Somebody has to hold us. Unless, there's like a lot of maybe modern inventions that don't require you to hold your baby. So you've got like the different activity things like keep your baby jumping, and there isn't like the skin to skin, although they are bringing back things for carrying babies. Like in the last 20 years, I've seen more of the really big wraps to carry your baby so that you have the skin to skin hugging all the time. That just helps mama and it helps baby. And as we grow up, you know, we still need that. We still need the physical touch in order to feel safe. If you know, if you've ever pet an animal, and if you're calm and then you touch an animal, you know, if they let you, then they usually calm down too. It starts to build trust. So petting a cat or hugging a person is going to help your body calm down, and you're going to be able to feel the trust and the love. So do that for sure. That is part of the number one step. Get the off as much as dose dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins is an easy a lineup to remember them in. It's also easy to remember. Start with a hug. Start your day with a hug. That 35 second hug, even longer if you can, it will help your body do so much better. It's just going to help your body feel so much happier and connected. And when it feels connected, you know, your desire to maybe even take it further, whether you do end up having sex and you do end up releasing, you know, some dopamine in the body, some serotonin, some endorphins, getting excited and getting, you know, your brain activated, thinking about getting it on. And also, while you're getting it on and helping your body to alleviate pain. So, if we're getting all these things happening and we're getting connected and our bodies are calm and we can heal, then that in itself is going to help boost your immunity. So, whether, you know, doctors have, you know, scientists, researchers have gone to specifically find out about the immunoglobulin A during the 2021 research, or whether they have just looked at the logic of it, right? There's just logic behind if these hormones do A, B, C, and D, this is going to do a certain number of things for our bodies. So, you know, I think with immunity, we got to think about also things that are like autoimmune disorders. So if you have chronic stuff going on in your body, I would start low and slow because your body is probably not used to that. And there's a lot of other factors to consider with that as well. Like, I'm not saying this is your top solution, but I'm saying add sex into the play. And by sex, I'm not saying it has to be copulation. You can absolutely find ways to give each other's orgasms without copulation, especially if there's pain involved or if there are chronic conditions that would prevent you from having comfortable, happy, pleasurable penetration, then other things absolutely go for other things. So with autoimmune disorders, if we can switch up some of the ability for the body to have immunity, and also if we can get the body to be calm and reduce inflammation and do all these other things that we talked about in the first few segments, the body has a better fighting chance and has a better chance to begin to heal itself. We're actually designed to heal ourselves. Our cells in 1 year will absolutely regenerate themselves. So you want to be able to have cells that are going to regenerate healthy cells, healthy, happy cells. And they're absolutely are ways to do that. And sometimes you need to bring in multiple points of view and multiple different resources in order to get a more holistic approach to your health and your life. So make sure that you address not just the, you know, you're like, oh, I'm having a cold. Okay, yes, there could be that. And but address the other things, like what else was going on when you got the cold? Were you under a lot of stress? Were you experiencing anxiety, depression? Were you feeling lonely? Do you need to connect? Because one of the things that was also found in another study was in, I believe, Germany. There was a study just by the looks of the name of the university, but I don't have that study in front of me right now, so I can't give you reference to it. It found that 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 we had an increased chance of healing colds, right? So there was the one study for COVID, but then it was like, if you do have a cold or a flu, having sex can actually help you heal that faster. So instead of having like a cold or a flu for say a week or days, you might get over it within 24 hours. You are going to switch things up in your body so that you're not feeling really, really sick. Okay, so we're going to head to our next commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of wrap up the show and give you a summary of what are the things you can do starting like today to get those happy hormones going and to be able to boost your immunity and some of the other bonuses that sex can offer you for your health. So we will look at those when we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back from this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So in this last segment, last few segments, we've been talking about the happy hormones. We've been talking about building immunity. We have been diving into what you can do, especially now during, if you're living in the Northern Hemisphere and, you know, we've got a lot shorter days, longer nights. We've got a lot more darkness that we've got upon us, and a lot of people are being affected by it. So we want to bring in the happy hormones so that we can alleviate things like depression, seasonal depression. We want to alleviate things like anxiety and, you know, sadness in general. And also we want to improve the sleep that we are getting so that when we do wake up, we're feeling refreshed. Guys, what better way to do it than to just have some great fun sex with your partner or partners, however many you've got? And I say that because I'm a big fan of safer sex, like making sure that you know your partner so that you're not, I don't know, spreading STIs all over the place, because that's gross. So whoever your lover is at the time, hopefully they're not giving you any STIs, because today's talk is all about how we can heal the body rather than, you know, what will take you down. And things will take you down, but let's simplify it so that we're making sure that you are getting, you know, all the sex you need so that your body can heal, so that your body can feel connected to other people. So one of the things we want to make sure is to take care of the actual, we'll call it the machine, right? The machine of the body. We want to make sure that machine is running well. And so we got to first give it the right fuel. And so giving it the right fuel means that you got to make sure that you are not eating things that are inflammatory. So go out and take the investment to be able to find what are your What are the foods that you're intolerant to? What are the foods that are creating havoc in your body? Know what those are. If you really want to go dive deep, you can also get some panels done that are going to have a lot of different hormones checked in them as well. And in the US, you can get different panels done than you can in Canada. So knowing what some of your levels are, whether your cortisol is spiking all the time, then you're going to need to know what you can do to calm down so that you can actually have these happy hormones kicking in more rather than being under stress and duress all the time physically. So if you're not sure and you want to know more about your body and you're like, I don't know anybody and I don't know what to do, just connect with me. I can either send you two people or I can work with you with some of the work that I do, which is more from a biophysics standpoint rather than a biochemical standpoint, and where a lot of the medical tests that are done are biochemical. What I offer is something a little different. And by all means, if it's something you'd like to experience or discuss, you can come on a call with me, discovery call. You can find me through my website, militsayelenich.com. You can book a 30-minute call with me from now until the end of December 2024. I'm mentioning that in case you're listening to it after this, because I have offered this for 10 years. So you now still have a chance to get on that call. And so we want to do some basic things every day. Make sure you get your oxytocin. If you don't have somebody to hug, go hug a tree. If you have somebody to hug, hug that person for 35 seconds. And I'm not joking about hugging a tree. A tree is going to give you great energy. And if you have a pet and you don't have a tree, hug a pet. But go find something that you can hug so that your body can feel calm and connected and grounded. So we've got our oxytocin covered. We need serotonin, don't we? Yes, we do. And we're going to get that from better sleep. We're going to get it from from some good sex. We're going to just, whether that's like masturbation or whether it's just having the foods that will kick the serotonin in, that will help too. So if you want to know what those are, by all means, message me. I can get you into the Happy Hormones Club. It's under $100 and you're going to get a lot of information. I think it might even be under $75. I can't remember. So lots of great things to look at there. So we want to get your serotonin, you want to get your endorphins. Endorphins are great because they do activate the pleasure centers in your brain. And aside from sex, anytime you accomplish a task, if you actually acknowledge it to yourself and your body, you're going to kick in endorphins. If you had a list of five things to do and you completed that, instead of just going, I did it, be like, whew, I did number one. Woohoo! I did all these things on the list. Like you did acknowledge them and like celebrate them. That's going to kick endorphins in too. So accomplishing tasks will give you endorphins. Also, things like running or finding that you're a little. Running isn't the best for everyone because some people don't need that level of adrenaline going or cortisol that comes from that. But what you might need is just to accomplish tasks so that you have endorphins kicking into your body and you feel good and you feel accomplished. So we've got the oxytocin, the serotonin, the endorphins, and the dopamine. So dopamine, you can get it from sex, you can get it from a lot of different resources. But I'm saying for now, you can get your dopamine hits from, again, self-pleasure, pleasuring of a partner, finding new ways to have pleasure and fun too. So sometimes even feeling a little naughty will give you an endorphin rush, but it might also give you a dopamine rush. Sometimes dopamine will get you kind of tired and slow and lethargic, depending on how much of it you got going on. So you want to get those balanced as well. And definitely, we want to make sure that our bodies are keeping our immunity high. So do that.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.